We're kind of compulsive when it comes to asking artists and other listeners about works of art that changed their lives. Today, we'll hear from the painter Steve Mumford. When he was in art school, he struggled to find a style that felt like the right fit for him. He felt especially untalented in his attempts at abstract art.
And right about at that point, I found Winslow Homer's Civil War paintings.
Mumford was visiting one of the galleries at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. He discovered that when Winslow Homer was in his 20s in the 1860s, he got illustration assignments from Harper's Weekly to cover the Civil War.
Harper sent him as a combat artist, or what they called a special artist, to the Civil War. This was the days before photography, or at least before the common use of photography in magazines. After the war, he spent many years making paintings about his experiences. That's the work that I discovered in the Metropolitan. There was a painting that I absolutely fell in love with called The Camp. And it's a camp scene in the rain. So it's kind of these gloomy skies. As far as the eye can see, there's tents, lines of horses, and then a cluster of, I don't know, maybe eight guys around a fire, kind of huddled in their rain gear. And then off to the right is this forlorn-looking donkey who's tied to a pole that has some whip marks on his side. And he looks like he's really miserable. And in fact, the whole thing, it's this odd combination of miserable but kind of a quiet, almost cozy moment. And it's one of those moments in between the action. In his paintings, I think there's only one actual scene of combat. Most of them are about camp life and about this combination of kind of loneliness and camaraderie and the sort of sense of life being on hold while you're waiting to get back in the world. That's very, very powerful and not romantic. And that's what directly inspired me to go to Iraq as an artist. I made six trips, ranging from about a month and a half to almost 6 months, starting in 2003, right after the invasion, up until 2008. As a matter of fact, every time I'd arrive in Iraq, you know, you'd have to go and check in with the public affairs officer in the Green Zone in Baghdad. And they'd be like, oh, who are you with, CNN, Time? I'd say ArtNet. And the whole room would go silent. There'd be half a dozen people sitting around. And after a few seconds of silence, somebody would say, oh yeah, ArtNet, I know them. I think they just said it for my benefit. I think of Iraq, my experience in Iraq, as being more of a war zone than out-and-out combat. Most of that time was relatively peaceful. However, that said, you can't be in Iraq that long without stumbling into some bad situations, and I certainly did. I remember getting to Bakuba in, I think it was June of 2004. The next morning, I went to the Tactical Operations Center, and everything was crazy. I realized something was up, and it turned out that early that morning, insurgents had taken over the entire town, and we went right into a battle that lasted probably about 45 minutes. It seemed to go on a lot longer. The gunner was right above me, who was firing a 50 caliber, and the shells were falling down. One of them went down my back. I thought I was hit. It was so hot. But the vehicle I was in was hit with two rocket-propelled grenades, and there was lots and lots of gunfire. And all the guys that were firing out of the hatch were knocked out, and they were out for a few minutes, but the driver was okay, and he was able to keep the track going. Things like that would sometimes happen, and they were not, as it turned out, really useful as an artist. It was way too loud and way too you couldn't possibly hold a pen or a pencil straight during that kind of thing. So as far as my productivity as an artist, it was really more the spaces in between the bombs rather than bullets actually flying in the drawing. In 2006, it was during the surge. In the Baghdad ER, where I spent 3 weeks, it was tough because people were coming in every day in helicopters that were really badly wounded. And in the end, actually didn't take very long for the doctors and nurses to really be appreciative of the fact that I was drawing everything that they were doing. One doc came up to me, and his eyes teared up, and he said how meaningful it was to him that I was there making some drawings of what their daily experience was. I certainly thought a lot about Winslow Homer when I was in Iraq. The attitudes of the people that he paints and draws, the positions that they're in, just simply look so much like soldiers that I saw all the time in tiny bases in small towns in Iraq. So Homer's work was immensely present for me. When the editors at Harper's noticed my work in Iraq, Stacy Clarkson, the art editor, called me and said, will you be interested in us doing a portfolio of your work? And of course, she was very conscious of the Winslow Homer connection. What I was doing was basically the same thing that Winslow Homer was doing in the field during the Civil War. And so seeing that connection, they saw it as an opportunity to do sort of an updated version. Winslow Homer's work was, in retrospect, a sort of touchstone that I periodically came back to. There's, most of all, a lack of sentimentality in Homer's work. That lack of sentimentality was something that got him a fair amount of criticism from critics at the day, who felt that he was too realistic, who felt that he had not made his topics noble enough somehow. But it was exactly that insistence that he had on being true to not just what he saw, but the spirit of what he saw, that makes the work seem so contemporary today. And it's certainly something that I strive for in my drawings and also in my paintings.
Steve Mumford's story was produced by Mooj Zaidi. On our website, you can see a slideshow of Mumford's work from Iraq and the Winslow Homer painting that inspired him to go. Is there a painting or novel or any other work of art that's changed your life? If so, tell us your story at studio360.org. We might put you on the air.